Welcome to the Vitality Voice. I'm Dr. Dan Davidson, a chiropractor, and I'll be your host today on our podcast sponsored by the VitalityDepot.com. Today, we're going to look at some current health headlines, including how lifestyle choices can lower your stroke risk by up to 80%. Also, there are some new dietary intake levels for calcium and vitamin D, and a new study shows that consuming protein in a shake right after a workout can boost muscle in both young and old. First of all, stroke risk. People can have an 80% lower risk of first-time stroke compared to those who do not have those lifestyle choices, according to a new study in the medical journal Stroke. Well, now, what are those lifestyle choices? You don't want to smoke. You want to follow a healthy, low-fat diet with plenty of fruits and vegetables. If you consume alcohol, do it only in moderation. You want to keep your body weight within normal limits and exercise regularly. People who adopt all these lifestyle choices can have an 80% lower risk of developing a stroke, and that's good news. There's also been some new dietary intake levels established for calcium and vitamin D. They've been raised somewhat, but are still pretty conservative. The new national reference values, known as dietary reference intakes, are for vitamin D and calcium. As far as calcium goes, the amount of calcium needs ranged based on age from 700 to 1300 milligrams per day. For vitamin D, up to age 70, now we need a minimum of 600 international units, and over 71, as much as 800. It has been shown in other studies that you can take more, and many doctors and healthcare experts recommend a higher amount of vitamin D, but at least this has been raised somewhat from the previous lower amounts. And our last story in the news includes a story about eating protein after a workout. And when you eat protein after exercising, it may help rev up the body's muscle-making machinery in both young and old, a new study shows. The study showed 48 men, half in their 20s and the other half in their 70s. And it found that in both age groups, consuming a protein drink after exercise led to a greater increase in muscle protein compared with downing the drink after a period of rest. Muscle protein increased at nearly the same rate in both young and elderly men, and this was according to a recent report in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Well, that's our health headlines for today. Hope they've been healthy and helpful. You can check out the links to these stories at this website, blog.vitalityvoice.com. And remember, the Vitality Voice is sponsored by the VitalityDepot.com. Thanks so much and have a healthy day.